Classroom Pledge of the Week goes to Mrs. Walker's fifth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bees swarm a plane on the tarmac, leaving passengers trapped.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okie dokie, Kevin.
All right. Well, Uber Eats, it's a world I think Jay is not familiar with.
Yeah, never done it.
Never done it, right?
No.
Are you more of a DoorDash guy, Grubhub? What are you?
Yes, all of the above.
Haven't done any of them.
No, huh?
Really? The problem is it's because they don't deliver rice cakes, Steve.
Well, yeah, I don't know if
now,
they do.
Now, my guy Steve over here, he's an Uber Eats. You definitely use the services.
Oh, you know it.
What's your average, Steve? Twice a week, once a week? What do you got?
Maybe on average, twice a month.
Twice a month, okay.
Oh, geez, really?
Or maybe four times a month. I don't know.
So that'd be once a week.
Once a week.
So, yeah, so once
like
a week.
I said that.
Yeah, so you did say that, yes.
Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead.
Sorry,
yeah,
I was just
I don't know, Jay, around 52 times a year.
And I feel like you're in the thing, Steve,
that
happens to.
Sorry, I was just working it through my head.
I got you.
That happens to a lot of us where you find a favorite on, you know, Uber Eats or whatever your delivery is, Grubhub, whatever. You find a favorite and then you just go.
Are you talking about a favorite dish?
Favorite restaurant?
Yeah.
Because then when you, and they're no dummies, when you go on to it, like, I'm going to go on right now to Uber Eats, and it's going to tell me, I bet you the first suggestion is something I've ordered in the morning before.
Basically, they just ask you if you want to reorder.
Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. First thing that comes up, hello, sugar.
Oh, I thought maybe that was just what they called you.
Hello, sugar.
Hello, sugar.
Oh.
Hi, sunshine.
That's the first thing on here, hello, sugar. And then you click on it, and it says, oh, I can save 30% right now if I spend $45?
Oh, get it done. Let's go. What are we having?
Oh,
do they sell rice cakes at Hello Sugar?
Let me see, Jay. Earliest arrival, build your cart, get more precise. Got it.
How many rice cakes could you get for like $45?
All you can eat, I think.
All you can eat.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
It would be a ton.
Do you guys, how do you feel about Double Trouble? That's two dozen of the little donuts.
Oh, wow.
We can do a mix and match dozen. I've ordered that before, it says.
None for me, but thanks.
So now you don't want anything.
Well, I don't.
You told me to look.
I just told you to look. I didn't say order me a donut or whatever.
Let's see if there's anything.
I said a rice cake.
How about this? A cake batter latte.
Oh, my.
That's basically a rice cake.
Holy,
it's got cake in it.
Holy wow.
Egg and cheese biscuit, vegetarian.
Sounds good. I don't know about the vegetarian part, but I'm not
feel
against
like
it.
Eating a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, you don't eat a vegetarian.
It's egg and cheese.
Is this the news?
Biscuit vegetarian. Anyways, it's about Uber Eats. I was just trying to see what else was on there. If there was anything else that interested me.
Yeah, focus is hard.
Yeah, maybe Panera. Four times a month you could, you know.
Well, or maybe like once every 7 days.
You know, Panera breakfast is really good. It's underrated.
It is
underrated.
I agree. I love it.
Yeah.
And then Safeway. Apparently, I could order a big thing of watermelon right now.
Oh. Kind of spendy.
It is spendy, Jay. But especially if you get
watermelon.
It on Uber Eats.
Yeah,
but
I imagine.
These are the things you don't worry about. When you're a single man like Steve and I, you just do what you got to do to get your food.
Sure.
And that is what this young lady did. She got herself some food from Chipotle. Mm-hmm. It was delivered by her Uber driver.
Okay.
And I do like when Uber drivers leave the little messages every once in a while. Like I've had someone who's just been like, you know, thanks for ordering. Hope you have a beautiful day.
Okay.
Smile, you deserve it. Or, you know, something cute like that and with a little piece of candy or whatever.
Oh, candy.
Like they'll do stuff like that sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Erica Hernandez, she was the lady who ordered the Chipotle. And then when it got there from her driver, Paul, there was a little note that said, thank you for your order. I'm driving for love.
Driving for love. Mm. Driving for love in all the wrong places.
Driving for love. Basically, he said the name of his love. And to give my fiance the wedding she deserves, gave his Venmo and
app, or whatever. Yep.
Tips are always greatly appreciated. And so it was just, he kind of did the, you know, dream wedding thing.
Right, yep.
Throw it out there. Why not? It's a good little angle. Well, guess what she did? She posted a video of it, and her video went viral. 33 million views in the first 24 hours, pulling in donations for the couple's wedding in September. Paul is like, this is unbelievable right now. I can't believe that this is happening. We have earned enough money to be able to pay for the entire wedding, and I can stop driving until the wedding. He's like, we have our gratitude for everybody who helped out is just unreal.
I don't even know how to express my gratitude for this to anybody who has reached out and sent well wishes or money or anything our way that is positive. It has truly changed our lives.
That's pretty crazy.
That's a crazy story, right?
Pretty humble about it, too, yeah.
Yeah, he is, and he just seems like it's one of those where, trust me, if I see this, I'm looking at the couple. I'm finding the couple on social media. I'm looking at everything to see whether or not they're getting my money. And then you see them, and you go, yeah, that's a couple I'll send money to.
We didn't really expect anything to come of this. And the fact that a stranger got our note and felt so compelled to post it on the internet and to advocate for two strangers is unbelievable.
Actually, both of them, Kevin, have been driving for 18 months.
Oh, she was too. Okay. Yeah,
18 months of, they both have jobs. And
what
then
a great
they
way to pay for a wedding.
Yeah,
though.
Absolutely. They both have jobs. And then the second jobs of each were driving for Uber Eats. So shout out to my daughter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's still time, Emma.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.
2 months away?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That's like, I go get Imodium. I'm like, I can't buy diarrhea medicine without buying something else to try to...
Like toothpaste?
That's a bad combo. No, like underwear.
Kevin James.
Okay, well, that's not the one you're looking for, I'm going to tell you right now.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Here we go. Dear Jay and Kevin, I'm ready to propose to my girlfriend soon. I have always wanted to do something very different with a proposal. I don't like the standard, you know, boring down on one knee thing. I want something huge that she will remember forever, and so will everyone else. The idea I have right now is buying a billboard and having a great picture of her, then me photoshopped down on one knee with the ring. Then huge letters that say her name and "Will you marry me?" The billboard is right at the intersection where she turns to go to work. There's no missing it, and I will be at the corner and stop traffic to come out and give her the ring. I feel like this is such an amazing moment that will be talked about forever, not just from her, but from everybody. My sister has told me she thinks it's such a horrible plan and not romantic. Now, she's been divorced twice, so I don't really know how much I care about what she thinks about romance. But I will say, what do you think? Is this a home run idea?
509-441-0999 is the studio line to call or text. Okay. Well, she's going to remember it no matter what. I'll start with that because she says, you know, you want something she will want to remember forever. True. She'll remember very it, true. You know, whether it's private, subtle, alone, whatever. She's going to remember forever.
Right.
Now, other people might not remember it as much, but.
Well, people will remember the billboard. If you do the billboard, he's right. That is something people will talk about forever.
Yeah.
But one thing that is missing in this equation to me is What do you think?
The people who are behind her who are stuck in the traffic because he's proposing.
Yeah, that. I mean,
let's go.
If it's,
I'm proposing here.
Move out of the way.
Imagine some guy behind with a honking horn.
That's one of those you better do it right so that people are just happy about it. That's a great question. Would you be happy in traffic if?
Depends on
where it is, right? Depends on how busy the street is.
I mean, if it's, you know, right there by Dick's, you're probably not going to get a happy crowd.
Right.
It's just hard when you're in. As soon as you inconvenience somebody else, their happiness goes away.
You know, what you need is you always have a buddy that helps out with a proposal anyway. So whether it's filming or whatever. So you have the guy filming, but you also have another guy with a sign that comes out and says, please go around. He's proposing.
Something like that, so that people know
what's going on. And then I think that helps the traffic situation.
Yeah, maybe some puppies, too.
Puppies are great. Yeah, could you please go around? What, to sell?
No. Well, maybe.
Okay.
I don't think it's a horrible idea, right? But what do you think? Do you think she's going to like it? This is all about, I've always wanted to do this.
Uh-huh. I see what you're saying.
I think the down on one knee is boring.
Mm-hmm.
Does she think that?
That's the thing
he really needs to consider.
Yeah.
Is she going to like this type of proposal?
Hopefully he knows by now what kind of proposal she would like. Because that's a great question. Don't make it about you.
Yeah, because he's just like, this is what I've always wanted. What has she always wanted?
Also, to the people who have texting in, what if she says no? I don't understand the people who have, who ask and when they're unsure. It's a weird one. And it's some of those public ones where they go.
Self-aware, apparently.
Apparently. Because I don't know how you even consider asking if there's a possibility there's a no in there.
Well, the last one that we just heard was yesterday. The UFC fighter.
Right.
Who did it in front of the crowd, but he was doing it thinking that it was going to be the ultimate kiss and make up because there had been some infidelity on his part. Yeah. And he was like, this is how I get her to forgive me and just move on. I'll marry her. She's always wanted that.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of people on the text line are saying bad idea. What happens if the light's green and she just blows right past him, doesn't see him standing there? It's green light. She's focused on traffic. This one just says, no, dumb idea. This one says, no, you're probably going to have to move to a different state. This one says, I think this guy's more worried about becoming a viral video than he is about getting married.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that angle. That is a great point. Also, what does it cost to rent a billboard? It can't be cheap.
I mean, and you don't get it for like one day. I think you have,
get it for a month.
A month, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Then every day she drives to work, she sees it, which I don't hate that, but. That's pretty expensive, dude. Get a helicopter or something.
That's cheaper.
It does seem like
that's what I'm saying is if
you're going to spend, let's say, $2,000 on a billboard. That's maybe not even right.
I actually don't know for a month.
I have
no
idea. Let's just say the number is $2,000.
Okay.
For $2,000, you could probably come up with a cooler proposal.
So you just want him to be more creative that doesn't put all the way around the traffic scenario.
Yeah.
All of that. That's just risky in a lot of. And also, you can't discount. Was it his sister that had been divorced or something?
The double divorced sister?
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean she doesn't know what romance is.
That's true.
I mean,
I don't feel like this one is romantic. Mm-hmm. I think it's a wow moment. But
public display.
I don't feel like a billboard is romantic necessarily. Do you?
Not really.
Well, if there's a couple hearts on it.
Oh, that'll do it.
Thank you, Steve. Mr. Romance.
Hey, don't forget, you can get your cruise tickets simply by texting the word cruise.
Oh, yes, do it right now. Mm-hmm. Cruise.
Yep, send the word cruise to 509-441-0999. I did talk to somebody the other day. They're like, I've never done that before. I've never done like a little, it's not a keyword, is it?
Short code.
Thank you, Kevin. Never done one of those before, and it was super easy. And I said, well, good. I'm glad it was easy for you. Anyway, text CRUISE to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link, and you can get your tickets for the Coyote Country Cruise coming up on Lake Coeur d'Alene on July the 11th.
That one snuck up on me, Jay.
Two weeks from today.
Snuck up on me, where I was like, oh, wait, the 4th of July is next week.
Right.
We're just days away from my granddaughter's birthday.
Hoop Fest, of course.
Hoop Fest, which I'm going to miss out on most of.
Yeah, but that's not uncommon for you, though. I mean, you're busy during the summer.
Jay, I always get to go to Hoop Fest, but this time I'm out of town this weekend for a wedding, so it's like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
It's kind of a bummer, but I'm hoping I'll get down there. I can't cancel. It's such a wonderful day for
I think it would be appropriate, like on the Thursday before. You know what? I'm not going to make it. I'm going to go to Hoop Fest. Sorry. Change my mind. Change plans.
And it's one of my guys. It's one of those fun weddings where it's one of the kids that I grew up coaching. I didn't grow up.
Fact.
As he grew up, I was coaching.
100% accurate.
I coached him a lot, and I just love it when it's those guys. And
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, a kid went on to play college football. And
by the way, Kevin, there's four of my two sons' basketball teammates are now staying at the house, and they got in yesterday. Awesome kids, by the way. Very respectful young men, et cetera, et cetera. We have a little basketball spot in the backyard. So, of course, they went out, they grabbed a ball. What is the first thing you think 20-something-year-old men would do when they got out to play basketball if they had the option to do it?
Dunk it?
Yep, that's one. There's also one other one.
Shoot it as far as you can.
Well, you know what? You're actually right there, too. But lower the hoop.
No, dude.
Every time, because you had one, right, that was adjustable in your backyard?
Yeah, we had just a beautiful hoop.
Yeah.
It adjusted so well, and it was great when the kids were younger, and then as soon as they got older, and I was always like, guys, unless we're playing in a league with an 8-foot hoop, we need to put this thing up.
I mean, literally, most of them can dunk anyway, but of course, what they do is they drop it to 8 feet.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, and then they're like, we're going to play 1-on-1 8-foot basket. This is going to be so great.
Right, and they just
never
love
changes.
It and have fun. And then at our house, and this is funny because we hid the crank.
Oh, that's hilarious. So they couldn't lower it.
My ex-wife
funny.
Did. She hit it because she was like, I'm tired of it. You guys need to stop.
That's great.
Actually play real basketball if you're going to play.
This one doesn't have it. It just has a lever.
And so this was, and then when we moved out, we had no idea where
it was. You take the crank with you accidentally?
Jay, we couldn't find it. We couldn't find the crank for like 2 years. And then when I was cleaning out
the
house.
I know where to find it at your house. Look in the mirror. Hell!
The crank?
I don't get it either.
Look in the mirror and see the crank.
You're cranky. Get it? You were cranky because they kept cranking the basket. Oh, my gosh. Entertainment news is brought to you by Amco, AAMCO.
Under the sink in the bathroom downstairs, stuffed up in like a...
Oh.
There was like insulation, and it was put up in there.
That's... No wonder you couldn't remember where you hit it.
Well, I didn't do it. She
blame her.
Okay.
She did.
That's enough. I mean, I get it. Internet, I get it. But you got to be a little bit more careful with your words. You have to be, and I don't know what the words should have been, but I will tell you what the words should not have been. Willie Nelson got sick. Okay? So, you know, he's been doing the tour, and it's coming here. Right, the Outlaw Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
It opened
right around the corner, too.
It opened up on, I think it was the 21st of June. So they're still doing the concert, you know, like with Bob Dylan. The first couple were with Bob Dylan, Alison Krauss, and Robert Plant. Now, it changes at all the different locations,
yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. But Willie got sick, so he couldn't close the show. And the doggone people who are running the show started the message on the internet with, We regret to inform you. Now, Willie's 91. You don't get to start your message with we regret to inform you, because what do you think people thought?
That Willie was sick,
Jay. That's not right.
Yeah, if you've heard the news that he was sick, you might think that. But yeah, we regret to inform you.
I mean, that's just bad phrasing. You just need to, you know,
to
I don't know.
This may concern.
I hadn't even thought about that. I mean, we're August is when the show is here.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully Willie's better by then.
They're saying it's pretty mild, but, you know, that's, again, you just don't.
91, nothing's mild.
No, It's just bad. It's bad phrasing.
I mean, you might get stuck with just Bob Dylan, which would be fine.
Sure, yeah,
John Mellencamp and Britney Spears.
No, the show. What?
Huh?
Again, I don't have glasses. Let me look. Britney Spencer. Could you imagine? What a weird show.
I couldn't.
Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp, and then there's Britney Spears. Huh? Now, Britney Spencer, she'll be here.
That makes more sense, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds right.
On the road again, oops, I did it again.
Hit me.
Steve, what do you got for us?
I don't think we knew about this because I think this was just yesterday, a new collaboration that Post Malone has.
I didn't know about it.
Who is he collabing with now?
Oh, baby, are you ready for this one? I don't know if you are.
I don't know that I am.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. It rhymes with... Oh, no. I'll just tell you who it is.
I think it's better, yeah. Yes. I don't want to hear your rhyming skills.
Yeah, it seems risky. Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, that's...
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody he wants to collaborate with.
Is that the biggest name, you think? Well, okay.
I mean, Morgan Wallen. I don't know. You heard of him. Blake Shelton, pretty big, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Stapleton is such a well-respected singer. Okay, if he's singing with Post Malone... He must think Post Malone is legit.
Right. Well, yeah, I would hope you wouldn't collab with him if you didn't, you know?
Right.
I mean, it seems to make sense, but yeah. In a southern draw, said, here's where I get off. I've enjoyed a time. Just a little clip.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah, that was it. No real, like, details about the song. But a clip.
Have you ever watched Post Malone on his little tease videos, Kevin? On the when he does
listening to it.
Yeah, where he's listening back to the collaboration. No one gets more excited.
He is just into it.
It's so funny because he's literally like a little kid.
And you've seen him dance on stage,
right? Oh, of course,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what is happening?
I mean, I love the enthusiasm. It's just so funny because he's got the biggest smile on his face. He's just a guy who respects talent.
Yeah.
And he's so excited by the fact that he's getting these country stars to sing with him that he's just, I mean, the joy is hard to be, I mean, it's very contagious.
And the guy is genuinely loves country music.
Absolutely,
he just likes so much of it.
Yeah.
And likes other type of music. I don't know, like most people, right? I mean, that's the thing that's so weird is, you know, when we first played the Morgan and Post song, we got a few messages where they were like, get Post Malone off your station. Blah, blah.
Now, I will say they were very few.
Yeah, very few.
I mean, it was like...
Well, there was one guy who wanted to start a petition to get that hip-hop crap off the station. And I said, yeah, you should do that. Like, start a petition if you haven't... Have you got it?
I have not gotten any petition. Either. No.
But it is. It's one of those funny things where it's like, you know what? Most people, and there's some people who only listen to country, and that's fine.
Sure.
But, I mean, most people listen to a little bit of everything, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and I just, again, is it a good song?
Right.
I don't care who sings it. It doesn't bother me. If it's not, if it's, you know what? If the most famous country star puts out a bad song, I don't really want to hear it. If somebody like Post puts out a great song, oh, okay.
I'd like to hear that, yeah.
How about good music? That's what I'm in favor of.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
In Coeur d'Alene, were there a lot of celebrities or were there just regular people?
Mainly regular people that I could tell. They all had their Idaho plates on them. Which is, I don't know if you've
on their
heard
bodies?
That.
Kevin James.
That's the new thing that people in Idaho are doing to
they're
identify
wearing,
as a local.
They're wearing license plates?
They're wearing license plates so that people
as
will
jewelry?
Know where they're from. One on the front, one on the back. And so then people will know they're a local.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Does Bieber wear a license plate then when he's here?
No, he can't. Mm-hmm. He has to wear a California one, I think.
Well, I mean, he's still... But yeah, but he has a place here.
I know, but he's a visitor.
I understand.
I don't know how they...
If you have multiple houses,
yeah,
if
your
second house...
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. Yeah. I don't think technically... Yeah, you're not from Idaho.
He's got a visitor's pass.
Not from. Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah. It's like an amusement park.
I think those are exactly the people that some people have problems with.
You think?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
We've got emails.
On the air at jayandkevin.com is the email address. You can get to us that way. I mean, you can always shoot us a text too. It's super easy. And like a lot of people have been to try to get their tickets for the cruise. So thanks to all. Real quick, Aaron says, I get so much. I don't know if this is. Well, it's spelled like a man's Aaron. So I'm going to guess. I get so much grief for wearing long sleeve shirts every day, even in the summer. My coworkers always say, how the heck are you wearing that? Aren't you hot? I mean, it's cool in the morning, isn't it?
Are you saying that or is he saying that?
He's saying that. Okay, yeah. I mean,
I get
I would
that.
Imagine if you're leaving like at, you know, in the afternoon and it's 85 or something, they might be, you know what I mean? They could be.
Yeah, the only thing I give it a pass on is if it's a dress shirt. Like if he's wearing long sleeve shirts that are, you know, button up nice shirts. Then I think that's just kind of the norm. It's just part of what you do.
Well, this is like the person who wears shorts all year round. It's just the opposite of that.
It is, yeah. Like, so that's, I can't believe you're wearing shorts. I can't believe you're wearing long sleeve shirts.
Yeah, so if that's fine, then this is fine.
I do like,
that's fair, right?
Like the cool long sleeve shirts that are made for the water and they're made to keep sun off of you, whatever. My brother has a really cool
some
one.
Some of those sun shirts.
Like, man, that looks cool.
Yeah, it is. Those are nice.
I want to get one of those. I've always enjoyed long sleeve.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you. And I mean, yeah. Steve, good point. Shorts in the winter, long sleeves in the summer. Maybe the guy just doesn't like the sun.
Oh. We could be friends.
Some people think that.
Is Steve the boss? Just curious who runs the show.
Well, if you have a complaint, then yes, it's Steve.
Easy, Kevin.
Yeah,
easy.
The producer takes all those.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Thank you.
Kevin. If you don't know, just keep listening. You'll sort it out. There's one person who's definitely in charge. This, I don't know where this came from, but Craig sent this email. I don't remember what we were talking about that led to it, but he said, let me blow your minds. McDonald's in Colville is open 23 hours. It's only closed from 3 to 4 a.m.
No way. Is that to clean the ice cream machine or what?
I don't. That is wild. Craig, can that be true?
23 hours.
Yeah. My mind is blown whether it's true or not.
Also, right. Do you advertise that? Is that on the sign? Open 23 hours a day.
And 3 to 4, that is a sweet spot to close down.
I mean, you probably don't have much in Colville at 3 to 4 happening, I wouldn't think.
Right.
Or 2 to 3.
No, I mean, 2 to 3, you might get people that are, you know, done if they went out and did something, if they were at the bar.
Well, certainly more than 3 to 4, for sure.
Oh, you think 2 to 3 more than 3 to 4?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Bars close at 2.
3 to 4 is definitely probably the slowest time to be out.
That is nobody. Yeah, nobody.
Because it's the in-between time.
Yes.
It's the late nighters have already probably gone to where they're going to go.
Home.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the early morning people probably not
haven't
quite
started
out
yet.
Oh, yeah.
4 o'clock, though.
4 to 5, yeah.
4 to 5, I'm telling you.
4 to 5, you start getting some people out
moving
around.
In the summertime, the roads are pretty busy.
Fishermen.
Yep.
Do they get the filet of fish at the
I would imagine they do.
That's what I always remember about McDonald's with Uncle Rick when we would go salmon fishing in the Puget Sound, is that he would always stop and get McDonald's on the way. And I felt like it was so early. Now, I'm sure it was probably like, you know, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. But to me as a kid, it felt like this is the middle of the night.
Also off the text line, if they don't know if Flo's the manager, then they probably don't know if Steve's the manager. Followed by this from a different listener, Steve might not be manager material. From the same commercial, if you've seen the commercial.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
maybe. I don't know. I just need to get to this one pretty quick because it's Hoop Fest related. Do you guys think you could get this done? I'm guessing no, but I don't mind the email from Jeff. Wagon police at Hoop Fest.
Oh, yeah.
That would mean if they see someone with a wagon, they would immediately confiscate it on the spot. They're worse than double strollers. Thank you, Jeff. Wagon police at Hoop Fest, Kevin.
You know, I'm going to give you a wagon pass. I do not like it, but we have...
Also, I'm not sure they're worse than double strollers.
Yeah,
they're
and if
wider,
we're going to use...
Unless you have the stacked ones.
And if we're going to use police for something, it has to be dogs and bikes. You got to start there. And then, you know, strollers...
Well, I get the stroller.
It stinks just as bad, and it's for kids.
Yeah.
Wait, are you not supposed to have those at Hoop Fest?
Well, not dogs.
Not dogs and bikes.
And bikes
but people
is bad.
Still do it all the time.
And what about the wagons and the strollers?
No, I don't think they're illegal. It's just it's complicated on a Saturday, middle of the day, when you're trying to move through the sidewalk and there's wagons and strollers. I get all that, but yeah.
Oh, so it's inconvenient. Okay, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And also another Hoop Fest related message from our former producer, Sean Slim Widmer, who will be playing in Hoop Fest, and the great Dr. Grummins. Dr. Grummins always told him this, and he remembers it. Today is hydration day.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, start hydrating now to get ready for the weekend.
Yeah, and continue tomorrow, the day before the day, as we like to say.
You can't just, you know, Friday night start drinking water and Gatorade and going, I think I'll be good.
That's true.
Yeah, very important.
Very nice. The Big 99.